out of a fired ship, which by no way but drowning could be rescued from the flame. Some men leaped forth, and ever as they came near the foe's ships, did by their shot decay. So all were lost, which in the ship were found. They in the sea being burnt, they in the burnt ship drowned. Welcome back to the Six of Wands, the live show, the live version and iteration of the Six of Swords. A show about art, spirituality, and healing. And in this case, this is the live action role-playing game of the Value for Value role-playing game system. This is a Value for Value network podcast on the Value for Value system, which is if you get value out of the show, what's it worth to you? You would watch a Hollywood movie for 2 hours. You get a concert. You go out and get a nice meal. You'd spend the time doing that, getting the same value. What's that worth to you? Put a number on it. Go to occultfan.com after hitting the donate button, or just go straight to PayPal. occultfan@gmail.com is the address. Put a number on it. 1111 is a very popular one, but we've been getting some other higher and higher, so those will be getting mentioned as we go forward. In the meanwhile, those who donate, remember, get in touch with me, get on the Six of Swords Discord so that you can participate in this live action Value for Value role-playing game. The money you donate to the show then perpetuates further to your value when you play the game. You spend a certain amount, you get that same amount translated to what we're about to do tonight. So right now you'll see as you listen, we don't have a super solid definite system, but as we move forward and the more value that people derive from the show, the better this is going to get. So the more it's going to make sense. I say that I'm building wings after I jump off a cliff, and this is completely new. No one's done this before. And, I'm adventurously excited to join in with all of you who participate as we move forward, as this gets even stronger and better. The long story short is the idea is not only just value for value. Thank you to Adam and John. And, the idea is based off of Grant Morrison, another influence, which is hyper sigils. And I know that I could talk on and on about it, but I think that it's the most I could say for the least I could say. So you get the basic general point. Let's get into the game, because we have three real human beings who have their own time wasting as their lives decay as I keep talking. So here we have with us, ladies first this evening, a returning slayer of Zeta Reticuli, dragon motherfuckers. Explicit button check. Jenna, welcome.
Thanks for having me back.
And we have a Patrick or a Zigor, or maybe even a third option. Hi, Patrick, Zigor, third option.
Hey, how's it going? I have no idea what the third option would be, but I'll let you decide.
Well, now that it's in my hands, I will give you something golden and make you super more... You're already super fucking cool and powerful anyways, so I don't know, man. We'll figure out a third one that's based in those facts. And speaking of super cool, powerful, and dare I even say dashing, the Hey Joey J.
Hello, hello.
All right. Oh, God. Thank you for Joey's talking. That's a little much, Joey. Thank you. There's a little too much talking there. And I know that I've been very quiet this whole time. So let's get into the show. We are traveling forward when suddenly a massive deluge hits the land and all and everything is swept under a flood. No structure left in sight for survival. Everything drowned underwater. The banishment of even light. Men's lungs turn to jelly as they explode. So, a little bit further down the line, somehow a lot of people have survived. And our party is scuba diving into this mysterious ghost ship in the middle of this dark, almost putrid, the water itself almost zombified. This dark ship, the galleys rotting, the planks look like old bone left and forgotten and millions of years old. Even Ozymandias dust would decay faster. This stuff is there forever, stuck in this horrible bog, as you would throw your enemies into bogs to trap their souls. Everything here is somehow stuck in this mineral liquid. Our party floating down in there, a white mage, a thief, a knight and a black mage. No idea why they're here, but they are. Or is there the fabled treasure? They don't know. Only danger may await. But Joey and Patrick and Jenna, Do you have any preferences on characters before we set into swimming into this? There's a hole on the side on it. Looks like the top level, and it's going to be in the, even though this is the party is facing south, this is the bow of the ship because the ship is facing north itself. So you're approaching it, and there's a hole in the bow on what is the northeastern side on the top. So there's two floors to this. So does anyone want to choose their characters before we go in? Does lady, do you have a choice as what you want to be tonight?
I'm fine with staying the white mage like I was last time.
Excellent, yeah, excellent. Joey, I know you're easygoing. So Patrick, what do you want tonight?
I kind of liked playing the thief.
All right, brother. And Joey, can I trust you to take care of both of our knight and the black mage?
Well, so.
Oh my God, I love it when you do that. I honestly, it's gotten to that point where this, the hyper sigiling's working, where it's like I'm like, yes, I love when you. Okay, so you swim in and are instantly attacked by, you are set upon by twin vicious mermaids with like lamprey eel eyes and anglerfish mouths. Just the most horrible sucking sound is made by their presence, as if their own bodies like took light out of the presence of it. So you guys are set upon by these twin monstrous mermaids suckling and viciously fanging at you. So yeah, get it. Oh, for order, let's go for Patrick, Jenna, and then Joey. All right, Patrick, you'll start us off with thief, white mage, and then we'll go knight and black mage.
Okay. So who are we facing up against? Who is
these vicious mermaids, I think.
Okay, vicious mermaids. Okay.
Sucking mermaids.
Suck, yes.
Oh, let's try, the thief is going to try stealing from a mermaid.
You stole a, we're just going to call it a shark. It's some kind of like fish tooth, like a fang, an evil fang. You steal an evil fang. There you go. All right. And it looks fucking poisonous. So be careful. Don't fucking hurt yourself with that. All right, cool. Nice. Jenna, what's up?
Okay. So I might need a quick refresher on all my stuff. So I have a, didn't I have like a low heel and a high heel? And I had a shield, right? That I could use as protection.
Shield and a low heel and a high heel, and you have shell that you can, that's the shield that you're thinking of, right? Or are you talking
shell,
about?
Yeah.
Shell and you, geez, let's just stick with those three for now. Low heel, yeah. High heel. And you can use high heel once in a session. So okay. Once every encounter.
Okay. All right.
And low heel, we're limited. I'm going to give you still. I'm not going to be a complete bastard. That comes next month.
Oh, you know what? I had a lightning thing too last time. I don't know if you feel like bestowing that upon me again.
What's the lightning thing? Is it a protection from lightning?
It was it was actually an attack that I got late in the session.
Are you sure that it was for the white mage? Let's just keep moving forward. And we'll
I'm working off memory, but I feel like I got an attack.
I feel you.
That's fine.
You know what? Maybe something cool will happen later because of that. We'll see. I like to play with this stuff. All right, cool.
Let's shell that black mage.
Now, don't fall with the XM too much, because then he'll start to like wonder what's real, and then I'll just be like, "What is this podcast? What the fuck is a podcast?
Are you sure this is even happening right now, man?"
Oh my gosh! All right, I feel like we just cast a shell on who?
Black mage.
Black mage gets a shell. Nice one, dude. Black mage is shelled. All right, thief. Didn't I say I was going to be a bastard? Zigor, why don't I start you off with 50% light? No, I'm just kidding. All right, so thief and black mage is shelled. White mage is good. All right, now, Joey, what are you going to do? These guys are, like, narrowly, viciously, like, they're scrumptiously looking at your little black mage there. They want to get him.
Well, I think the only option is to use a magic sword, lightning style.
Yes, exactly. Okay. You absolutely wiped one of those teethy bastards out. She screams in an enchanting voice. It almost sounds like the gossamer of a leer. It would be something like, would be almost of an Edenic type of allurement. You can see where I'm going with this, of course, but she did, mofos. So yeah. All right. What's your black mage going to do? Remember, he can pause a minute. He can wait a turn and charge too. That's an option.
Let's just go ahead and hit him with lightning.
All right. So mermaid number two. All right. From 100 life, she down to 70. All right. Cool. Nah, 60. She down to 60. 55. I don't know. I told you I was going hard on you. What the hell? All right. Keep going. All right. Now it's my turn. All right. Yeah. This she swims right up to your black mage and viciously chomps down on his side. Wincing in pain. I don't usually animate it this much, but yeah. So you all have a poisoned black mage, and the mermaid swims back, and that took him down to 60% health. Even though he's got shell on, shell protects from magic. Physical damage is for protect, which is not a spell apparently that you have right now. All right, it's your turn, thief.
All right, the thief is going to attack the second mermaid.
Thief attacks. Brings down to 30. Good job. White mage.
Let's heal up the black mage.
Mm-hmm. All right. You heal up the black mage. And it brings, I'm assuming you're just using your regular old cure.
Yeah, just a low heal.
95%. Why not? He's back up to almost full. All right. Thank you, white mage. Black mage and knight, what's up?
Knight attacks the mermaid.
Mermaid dodges attack.
Black mage throws lightning.
Lightning strikes, kills mermaid. How about some music, Joey?
Please, no.
I start with you so we get it over with quickly. Then it only comes around to you later. And anyways, your good participation only makes it when it comes around to me to do it to make me go even crazier. So build up that charge. Anyways, all right, good job, guys. So you have a few different options now that you're in the top bow of the ship. You can choose to either, you see that there's a hole rotted in the middle of the room, and there's a way that you can just go forward into the next room too. So basically what you're looking at from a schematic is, just to make it clear so you have a map in your head, so far at least the basic layout of the ship is that there's three sections, 1, 2, 3. And two letters, right? So far, that's what you know about. So that's just so you have a greater outlay of the ship so far. It's a general. So you can either go forward, and obviously that's the center up, or you can go down and then see what happens if you go.
I suppose there's probably treasure down.
Yeah, like towards the belly.
Yeah, I go down.
Yeah, down.
You guys descend down into the bottom of the ship and are set upon by three different men in black with their little fucking spacesuits because whatever, space is the ocean. So these little fucking men in black attack you as you went down because apparently they're down there trying to do the same thing. But they look like they've been down there for a long time, like they're stuck in there, like they don't know how to get the fuck out of there too. So I don't know how you pick up on this with your genius perceptual like psychic skills, but you do. It's like they've been stuck in here, but they've also been plundering. So you guys are into a bit of a mystery as you get attacked. It's one fire, one lightning, one blizzard. And you guys are familiar with these mofos, so have at it.
Okay. Can the thief try stabbing one of the men in black with that poisoned fang?
You absolutely can.
All right, let's do the fire men in black. Is that what
you
said?
You stab him, and it takes him down to 70 health, and he is now poisoned, and you lose that thing.
Yeah, cool.
Nice.
Let's see here. Men in black is poisoned. Fire men in black at 70, poisoned. All right, Jenna. Do the thing.
All right. Let's just go with the shelling the black mage.
All right. That's good. He is shelled. Thank you very. Joey.
Let's do fire sword on the blizzard.
Could you speak into the mic a little more?
Fire sword, please.
Oh, that's a just for that. You instantly. Which one is it? The blizzard one, right?
Yeah.
You killed him. That's the I don't know what it was when you do with the mic there, but you just give the extra. It was going to take him down to 20, and you just killed him with the mic. And now he is dead. All right. What about your black mage? What are you going to do?
Let's do lightning on the fire? Okay.
Blizzard on fire would be effective.
Yeah. Let's do that then.
The other lightning. Okay. The ice lightning.
Yeah.
The ice lightning sounds fucking badass. Sounds so fucking badass. Sounds like a fucking like deodorant for douchebags too. So anyways, what else do we have here? Yeah. Did you, use lightning on, no, you used a blizzard on him. Yeah. That brings him down to 30% health. And you are now set upon by the fire. It blasts the black mage, but it's like hardly effective and only does 5% damage because I wanted to. And now it's down to 90. And of course, the lightning men in black attacks Jenna's white mage, bringing her down only to 80. Alrighty. I don't know when I'm going to start to get harder on you guys. I think it's the next room. It's probably a mystery unfolds. All right, guys. So then it's now Patrick, your turn.
The thief is going to steal from the lightning men in black, or nice. At least attempt to.
All right. Well, you did. As I liked your, just like Joey killed it with the thing, you killed it. You succeeded with your confidence. It's a interdimensional success rate points. You can't use math for these things. So basically you steal from him. Yeah, that's cool. You steal a fucking neuralizer from the, you know, like in a proper. So yeah, your character has one of those now. I'm liking this. I'm liking this. The thief gets like this optionality to use items in the game. This is fucking cool. Thank you for it was because you chose to steal and I was like, I'll go with it. And then I'm like, all right. And then they're like, it actually poisons him. So now you're, yeah, we've just evolved some. This is cool, man. Real time. Excellent. Excellent. I was like, I knew something weird. If that's the, but I think that something weirder is going to happen in a little down the line. So let's keep going on. Yeah. You got a neuralizer. Carry on, my wayward sons. Jenna, it's your turn.
What did you say my health got knocked down to?
You're at 80.
I may as well low heal myself.
Yeah. It will heal you up to 100. Yes, okay. You are up. All right, knight.
Let's attack the fireman in black. With
done,
the knife.
He's dead.
And lightning on the lightning.
That's right. And it's going to take him down to 50% because why the fuck not? And furthermore, he now attacks your knight, and your knight does not react well to that with this armor underwater. It's really bad. It takes him down to 35. And so now it is your turn again, thief.
Guess I'll just have the thief attack the lightning MIB.
All right, takes him down to 25 health. 20 health. 20. Jenna, do you want to try bonking him or something?
Does our health reset every time we have a new encounter? I don't remember.
No.
Okay. Let's heal up the knight. He's the one that got hit, right?
He is at 35, so you want to use
Let's use the high heal on him.
Oh, well, okay. Done. 100%. He's back. Guess who's? No one likes that music. Okay, moving forward. Thank you, Jenna. Moving, I'll be here all week. No, seriously, I live in Zoom. I'm not actually a human. Okay, that just got terrifying for a second metaphysically. All right, moving forward. Not
Let's see if we can kill that lightning guy with the knight.
The knight. I would hope so. We'll see. I'm feeling feisty suddenly. At 20? No, you miss. It's because you complained about the theme song. It's because you complained about the... If you had just sung it, I would have been... Just left you alone. All right.
Lightning. Lightning that motherfucker.
Jeez. Joey, I hate to break it to you. You killed him. All right. I'll have Patrick do the music. Jenna, you're up next, but I'll have Patrick do the music this time.
Doopy to doop 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 to do.
Yes, that is good.
That's a good one.
That's charging me up. That was good enough to make me Jenna do something weird. I'll go even crazier. It's I'm building it up now. You guys got some treasure in that too. You actually got your the poison fang kind of fell out of the Men in Black's body. And thief, do you choose to retrieve it?
Can someone else pick it up?
It's thief. Do you choose to retrieve it?
Yes.
Good job, thief. All right. Now we're gonna. And do you guys want to move to the next room, or do you want to look around the room first?
Well, we may as well take a peek if they were all in there peeking around, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're here. Might as well.
All right, cool. You look around and you find a schematic of the ship. And on it, it shows a central hub at the top. And it shows that there's a way to get to the deck, like above the second floor, obviously, to the main deck. And it shows that there's a giant circle there that you can swim up through if you go back up to the middle of the deck. Of course, it also shows that there are rooms on the separate sides of the middle parts of the boat. So obviously you're in the bow onto the underside of the bow right now. So if you choose to travel into the other room, there may be some rooms adjacent on those. There certainly are the quarters and such that you can check out on the top floors as well. So now that you have a layout and an understanding of the ship and that there's, of course, the three parts aforementioned that you're in the part of right now, and, of course, some other parts of the ship and the other parts, you can choose. Do you want to go back up? Do you want to go forward? You're going to end up probably seeing a lot of this place. So what's going on? Where do you guys want to go?
I think we should stay in the ship. So it just depends on where you want to go.
Maybe just go forward on the same floor.
All right, excellent.
Unless you want to go back up.
You swim
to the second floor, because we're on like a lower deck. There's a floor above, and then there's like the deck, right? Is that what you said?
That's going on. So why don't you guys, I heard that you're going forward into this the belly of the beast at the bottom here. So let's just have you keep going that way. Okay. Your party moves into the middle of the basement area, is the lower section. And you see before you there are rooms on all. There's two rooms basically on each side, you understand. So one, two, one, two. And there's also an option to move forward. Fortunately and mysteriously, you're not beset upon by any creatures in this room. It's almost as if this part of the ship exists for exposition. So you can choose to move forward to the back of the ship, or you can choose to explore any of these numbers of doors. Or go back where you came from, go up, do the same thing, wherever.
Maybe we should explore the doors, I guess.
Yeah, let's open some doors.
Cool. Which one do you want to go in?
Door number one.
That's door the one that's obviously the schematic based from the bow to the stern and starboard and port side. So just, I know that y'all can't see, but door number one is in fact very easily marked by being the one that's in the northeastern corner for the first before the other. So anyways, yeah, you go in there, door number one, and it leads into a room on the left-hand side. And you can see in this room that there are some glowing lights in the corner. Do you choose to approach them? Because you don't have a choice. They're approaching you fast. And oh shit, it's two of those mermaids and a blizzard men in black. Y'all in a fight now. Thief, what you do?
I'm going to use the neuralizer on them and make them forget that they wanted to attack us.
So how that works is you flash the neuralizer and it does paralyze all three of the attackers. They get stunned and now they're unable to move until they're however long this lasts. So good use of the neuralizer. That was only one usage. It looks like it only had enough charge for one. If you keep it on, you might see it recharge, able to be once used to battle. Who knows what will happen next. But for now, yeah, good job. You paralyzed him. White Mage, what do you want to do?
Let's shell up the knight since he's got that armor disadvantage.
That's
underwater.
The best idea. All right, and we also have Men in Black of Blizzard, apparently. Why not? All right, yep, Knight is shelled.
Let's do Lightning Sword on Mermaid number one.
That kills her. Good job. Now what do you want to do with the Black Mage?
Let's try and take out the other Mermaid with Lightning.
All right, takes it down to 50. Good job. All right. So the other mermaid slashes at the black mage, bringing him down to 35 health. And the other men in black, the blizzard, blasts at the knight and brings him down to 70. All right. Your turn, guys.
The thief is going to attack the blizzard man in black.
Works pretty well. Brings him down to 65.
Let's use a cure on the black mage.
Brings him up to 85.
Let's attack the blizzard men in black with the knight.
Fire. Oh, wait. I thought ahead of time. Yeah, that worked too. But it only killed him so much. It brings him down to 10%.
And let's do lightning on the mermaid.
Brings it down to 10%. The mermaid swims up to your black mage, and it is at 85, and now it is down to 35. And the men in black blasts your black mage and kills him. He is now out. Thief's turn.
The thief is going to attack the mermaid.
Mermaid's dead. Jenna?
Let's see if I can attack this. Was it the men in blizzard men in black left?
You can, but you have a wiped out party member.
Oh, that's, oh, I have a revive. That's right. See, we forgot about that.
Let's yes.
Do yeah.
You forget about it till you need it.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's. We need to do that.
He's up to a nice healthy 85% this first revive. Maybe that revive stops working so well each time you use it.
Sure.
But per match, you know, I couldn't imagine it being that lame. So yeah, 85 for now though. Good one. Black mage, you're back. The tension's a little diminished. It's good. No real harm done. All right. 85 life. All right. Is that knight gonna slash at that men in black, or is the are you gonna step out of the way and let the black mage do it?
No, let's let the knight take care of it.
Really, you don't want to let the black? All right, dude. All right, see all you. Jenna gets a singing voice already. All right, it kills him. Good job. And you gotta... Well, okay, no potion then. She sang over the potion.
Hey, you get the potions while the music's playing.
You know what? I'm convinced. Just like Joey was able to use his voice and Patrick was able to use his confidence. But that's it. That's the most metaphysical we're getting. The rest of this is going to be very straightforward and clear in this fantasy game of illusion. All right. That was good enough for me to go wacky on the next one. And then, Joey, it is your turn again. No complaining. All right. So you see that their actual doors are to the same. You can see now their bodies exploded. And what happens when you kill these mermaids, sometimes some of them are filled with a magical blood goo mix that makes the whole room light up in a phosphorus sexy rainbow underwater style. It's pretty. So you can see the whole room now, and you can see that the door actually leads back out. So there was only really two rooms. It just was four doors, but fancy, huh? Yeah, great. But you do see in this room that there's this weird kind of orange cake, like almost like the fat rendered of that weird throbbing orange pterodactyl. Yeah, it looks like it's been rendered into some weird cakes. It's like, I don't know, it says like it has this tag on it, it's this compound B. So do you guys want to take compound B with you or what?
I don't know. You guys want compound B?
I'll take it.
Good. I think Joey's got it because I don't think it's wise to leave things behind in adventure games.
Yep.
Gotta get all the loot, man.
Well, maybe. If you don't, or you can leave it. Jenna still has a vote on this. What do you guys want
to
do?
No, you can take it. You can hold on to it.
I'm going to listen to the narrator's omniscient nudge. All right. You guys take it and you swim out and back into the main galley. Now, do you want to enter across into the other room there, or do you want to go this way, which way? What do you want to do?
No stone left unturned.
Yes. Yeah.
You're going to go into that other room there then, yeah. Huh? All right, you're in there. All right, and it is just as dark as the other room, but there's no little lights in there. Suddenly your party's being thrashed upon by these sneaky mofo men in black that look suspiciously, now that you can see them even better, like pirate ghosts. So the pirate ghost men in black, who have been pirate ghosts this whole time, of course, you just weren't seeing. You just now have some dead mermaid on you so you can see better. Of course, that's what you woke up expecting to hear this morning, but now you did. Congratulations. This is 2020 and beyond. So you are able to see these pirate ghost men in black, and they've set upon you, and all three of them are fire. So, thief, burn, baby, burn.
Okay, well, let's try stealing from a ghost pirate men in black.
That was a good idea that you did that. You have stolen a new dagger for your thief. This dagger is a ghost blood dagger, and it just what a pirate would. It steals. It steals the life force from your enemies. At least while you're on this ship, this dagger is well and real. And nice. You're able to use it. And it even takes life from ethereal enemies. But be careful. While mermaids might give certain life, would ghost pirates give other kinds? You can equip this in one hand and use a different dagger in another hand. This is a permanent object you can choose to use or not for right now. You can still say, I want to use this or your other dagger. So you can choose which daggers you want to use. I'm just saying that now you have a new one, a ghost blood dagger.
Nice.
Jenna.
Okay, let's shell the black mage.
Shell the black mage sounds so fucking epic. All right, I just think of like some kind of like military volley of artillery. Shell the black mage. All right, you are shelling the black mage in a more protective sense. Good job. It's like a coconut shell. All right.
A blizzard sword on fire number one.
Fire number one did not last long. He is quite back to the bed. He's in the bed of dead. He's where the dead go to sleep.
And then we'll just do regular old blizzard for number two.
Yeah. It missed.
Oof.
I did it for you, Joey. All right. Fucking blizzard! Blizzard is what you tried, but he dodged it and directly was pissed. And his men in black, ghost pirate, because he can, has a trident launching spear gun. What an asshole! He shoots your little black mage and impales him and draws him in and starts pummeling on him using his fire magic. Your mage is then rejected from. He punches him back, and the mage floats back as a limp corpse, down to 5% health. That was evil. Poor little black mage, getting his shit kicked out of him tonight. All right.
Okay. Well, it's thief is going to equip the ghost dagger and attack the fireman in black. Ghost pirate? Is that what's left?
He's going to try to, but the other one didn't attack yet. So because you tried that, the other one attacks your thief, and thief is down to 50%. So 50% thief. Now, okay. Thief, please take your action.
All right.
You're doing the XM is insane. I don't know. God bless you all. Good luck. You're never getting out alive. Okay, go on.
Well, then the thief gets back on his feet and tries again.
It is highly effective. Are you slashing at the men in black?
Yep.
All right. Well, are you using
the ghost dagger?
You're using a ghost dagger on a ghost? All right. You just lost 25% life. So now you're down to 20.
Balls.
There's mechanic. That's why I asked you. Okay. It makes sense, though. Jenna, help our friend out, I think.
Oh, we got two friends that need help, don't we?
Oh, yeah. There's down to 25 and 5.
Well, I gotta heal the five. I gotta do the high heel on the five.
You could do a group high heel.
Oh, okay. We have group now. So.
We've always had group.
All right, then let's do the group.
All right, but you can only use the high heel once. So there it is. All right, it brings him up. It brings him up. Your thief. 85, and your black mage 95. I'm not playing favorites. So, moving forward, I think that it is Joey's turn.
Let's see what the knight can do against ghosts. Number two.
Oh, yeah. He smacked it up pretty good. I mean, they're corporeal enough to be men in black. Those guys can't totally dissipate. You know, that's how they work in the first place. I'm pretty darn not sure at all. But let's say that it works on him and takes the second one down to, looks like that guy is, 25 life. And so one dead, one 25 life, and the other one's full health.
Let's hit the full health one, Blizzard.
Yeah, you don't want to kill the 25 one. By the logic of two attackers are worse than one.
Yeah, sure.
All right, you kill him. It's good. Now there's only one to attack you. And it does. And it takes your... Oh, it's an interesting move. Yeah, it takes your Black Mage down to using, obviously, a massive Fire 2 spell. Takes your Black Mage back down to 5% health. Thief?
I didn't want to step on any toes this time.
Smart man.
All right, the thief is going to equip his normal dagger and attack the fireman in black.
Oh yeah, it's definitely taking it down from 100 to let's see here. Oh yeah, you guys didn't kill you just killed the 25 guy before, right, Joey? Is that gonna go?
Yes.
Thought so. I forgot to cross him out. He's quite crossed out now. All right, so you have one 100 guy now. I mean, if that's not what happened, I'll review the tapes and be like, God damn it, and then I'll just kill your guy next game. But anyways, moving forward, I'm pretty sure that's where we're at, so we're just going to go with that for now. Just got to keep better track of these things. What the hell is a fucking pencil for? So, anywho, you have 100, and now he's down to only 75. But good one, though. Good one, thief. Jenna?
Let's heal up the Black Mage.
Yeah, he deserves it, huh? He's from 5, healed up to 65. Joey, you have one Men in Black left with fiery tendencies. Apparently, fire.
Hit him with Blizzard. See if we can take him out.
Well, what about your knight?
Yeah.
You want to use your knight first?
Okay, yeah, let's do that. See what the knight has.
All right. I could just make a joke about this and have the knight miss because I had to tell you to use him, but I'm not. Your knight's blow is quite effective, and it takes it down to 25, followed up by a volley of nice blizzard coming from your black mage. This dude's on death's door. And Patrick looked at it weird, so it died. And now you guys have won, and I believe I promised you a rather ostentatious victory music. So, sorry to my neighbors. And sorry to my listeners, because that's probably evil to your... Yeah. Everyone just went insane around here. Good job. All right. It was worth it, I hope. You guys totally killed those guys. And for your... you get a Phoenix down grouping here. So you just got 3 Phoenix down. So good job. And it seems like you can carry on now. You look around in the room, and there's nothing in the room. So you're probably going to choose to swim back out into the main alley and... galley and explore away, I'm sure.
Yeah, so were there two other rooms to look at there?
Those two doors were both deceptive. They led to the same pairs of rooms.
Okay.
So we've seen all the rooms.
You've seen the two rooms that are on the basement floor.
So we're going to go up.
Well, first you go back into the main room, and you can either go into the stern or back to the bow from whence you came.
So we haven't been to the stern yet?
You have not. You can carry on southwards towards the stern.
I'm down for that.
Yep.
Sounds good.
All right, you swim in there, and it is lit by a unnatural light source, and you can see that there are three men in black and two mermaids in there. What a full-ass room. Is that all we have for enemies on this ship? I wonder if there are different enemies above. You do spy, though, that just like in the port of the bow of the ship, now that you're in the port like the bow has a stair hole, so to speak, so you can swim up. So it turns out that on the ship there's a entry to both levels on the extremis of the port and bow room. So now you know how to get up and down and move around more quickly there. Of course, you are set upon by these five fiendish freaks, and it is definitely Patrick's turn.
Well, yeah, let's use the what does the thief's health look like? I don't remember.
The thief said 85.
Okay. Yeah, let's try to use the ghost dagger on one of the mermaids.
All right, great. Not only is it for no reason just like stupidly super effective, but you drain the life of the mermaid too. And you bring the first mermaid that you slash down to 30% health, and you get at least half of that. So you get 60 damage, so 30 comes to you. So Thief is now at full health.
What do we have for health on the Knight and the Black Mage right now?
70 and 65 apiece.
65 being the Black Mage?
Yes, ma'am. Right.
Let's give him a cure then.
All right, a cure to the Black Mage, and it is back up to 95. Okie dokie.
Okie dokie. Let's do a lightning sword on the untouched mermaid.
Dead. It is dead. Just dead. Done.
And then
that weird blood goes everywhere, by the way, spraying the ghost men in black, making their bodies less ghostly. Patrick, wink wink, the rules are changing every fucking minute. We're underground Neptune, we're doing that. All right, carry on, Joey.
And then lightning on the 30% mermaid.
Done. Also dead. Nice one, guys. All right, these men in black are one of each kind, so fire's launched at your thief, bringing it down to 80. Lightning's launched at your white mage, bringing her down to 80. And blizzard's launched at your black mage, bringing him down to 85. So one of each. And if I said that weird on the recording, too bad. All right.
All right. Let's use the poison fang on the blizzard men in black.
Excellent choice. It is poisoned, and the fang is lost in its flesh. Ghost flesh is tricky like that. But it is poisoned, because why the fuck not? Weird underwater mechanics here. We're not entirely clear. Was that David Cronenberg's corpse floating by? All right, it could have been, but no one cares. Moving forward. All right, yes, definitely poisoned. Took out some damage on him, too. I'm going to give you that it took him down to 65 on that one. So Blizzard Men in Black is poisoned and down to 65.
Let's throw a shield on the Black Mage.
Done. Shielded.
Let's attack the Blizzard Men in Black with the Knight.
Joey, you have donated recently $11.11 to this show. Would you like to purchase for $11.11 for no reason massive amounts of damage to this guy?
I don't know.
You can always choose to save that for later in the show.
Yeah, I think I'm going to save my money.
All right, but you will use that tonight. That is a voucher you have for this evening because of donating recently. That's the way we're going to manifest this shit this evening. So,
okay.
It comes in the form of just some kind of drastic damage, and I will invent whatever that interference will be now. But you have that coming, and that's how we're going to start to figure out how to use this. So, if anything, your 11-11 gets some comedic ass whoopings, and let's carry on. But yeah, so you want to just attack for now?
Yes.
Which one, though? And how?
The lizard with the knight.
Lizard with the knight in the pipe room with the Mr. Mustard? How foul. Let's try that again. So you're attacking who with who?
Blizzard guy with the knight, and I believe he has a sword. So let's slash him.
I think he has a sword still. It'd be weird if he had a halibut for no reason, but we are underwater. But no, he has a sword, and yeah, that's terribly effective for no reason. You killed him. You attacked the Blizzard guy at 60, who was at 65 and poisoned. See, we're not letting these people stay alive long enough to see poison start working, but that's good. So, done. All right, you have one fire and one lightning full health Men in Black left.
Let's do Blizzard on the fire.
Okay, that takes him down to 50 now. So you have one at 100% and one at 50%. And they both attack. Blizzard's done, but did you say you attacked the fire one with Blizzard? I'm pretty sure you did. He's down to 50, and Lightning's at 100. All right, so fire attacks your Black Mage, but the shell pretty much absorbs most of it. It only takes him down to 80. It was a stupid choice, but hey, Men in Black are dead ghost pirates right now. Why not? And as the ghost of Rod Serling floats by and insults the remaining Men in Black, okay, it attacks your, using lightning, it attacks your knight, bringing him down to 35 health. I'm glad that Rod Serling's ghost insulted him, though. What an ass. All right, Patrick, it's your turn.
Let's have the thief slash at the fireman in black.
All right, that's a good one. And it is down to 25 health. And I'm assuming, since you didn't specify, we're not going to... Well, you can't even really... Oh, yeah, you're at 80, but you didn't use the other one. All right, moving forward! There's no mermaids to vampire from, which is ironic, since they're the succubi, as Jenna noticed. This is getting interesting. Weird.
Let's heal the Black Knight.
All right. Good enough. It's good enough. Black Knight or the Mage? Or the Mage?
Well, the Knight went down to like 35, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. So heal the Knight. He's up to 85.
Okay.
And I believe, Joey, you're up.
We'll attack the fire guy with the Knight.
Fire guy with the Knight is dead.
And then lightning on the lightning guy.
And because I want this to be over, it kills him instantly for no reason. All right, you guys won. Joey, it's your turn to sing. My man, I am so fucking proud of you.
Like, that was incredible.
I almost want to give you like a weapon for that. In fact, you guys, I was going to make the fucking poison thing like melt away, but you got the poison thing back for that. So you get to keep the poison fang for another round. I was going to make that melt into his body and disappear, but that was pretty cool, Joey. So retainage, you have pleased the overlord or whatever. That was cool. But other people, let's not use the official thing anymore than our own human vocal cords are more than quite capable and weird enough to do. But that was cool, dude. I'm going to say that you guys want to either like look around the room some more, or do you want to go up through into the other room, or do you want to go back the other way? What do you want to do?
We may as well keep looking around. I don't We're here.
Yep. Good. You find an old parchment, like an old like set of letter writing envelopes and like wax seals and things like that, or at least it looks like it's what it is. There's twine and things like that, and an old sharp knife, and even some general desk tool. It appears to be tools for writing and parchment. Some kind of like compound there. Do you guys want to take that or what?
I think that we've established we're going to be taking all the things. So
I have to ask you. I can't make you. Now, see, that you wouldn't have gotten it if you had failed to search the area, right? But now that you have, just you kind of have to accept it or not.
Yeah, well, I'm down for taking it.
You do take it, and it's good. So I'm assuming y'all are going to swim upwards, or are you going to explore upwards by going all the way back again, risking getting attacked on the way?
I'd like to go up.
Yeah, swim up.
You guys swim up, and you are in the next level, and it is much brighter up here than it was down there. So I don't know if you'll be able to get any exploded corpse effects for, like, lighting, but, you know, again, that's what you expect to hear every morning. So I guess what we're going to see here is, wow, yeah, the walls are painted a lot more nicely up here. Like, it's almost like a whole different kind of ship. It's, like, really dark and shitty under there. Look like bone material and stuff under there. It's all bright and painted with greens and blues and almost like tropical and like weirdly Aztec-y and tropical, like a mix between like the Maori and Hawaiian and Aztec, like the shapes and patterns that you see painted all over the place. It's beautiful. It almost glistens with a luminescent jewel radiescence. I mean, it's still a dead place, but it's a beautiful dead place. It's almost like the positive form of death on this side of the ship. And you look around, and there are no men in black or evil lamprey mermaids to be found. However, you are set upon by the strangest looking crystalline form. You can't quite discern what it is yet, but you are set upon by it. So, yeah, you're attacked by this mysterious pair of creatures who are suddenly coming into form and shape. They are electric sunken underwater angels. Weird. Okay. You're attacked by sunken electric underwater angels. They're beautiful, but deadly. Thief, what do you do?
Thief is going to try to steal from an electric underwater angel.
It fails. Carry on.
Nope.
Can I get a health check on everyone?
You absolutely may, madam. That's always a free thing to do. You don't ever have to use a turn. 80, 80, 85, 85.
Okay, let's just shield up the mage.
Shielded.
Let's see what Lightning Sword does to these angels, or the first one, at least.
Lightning Sword is a fairly effective attack, but these things are fucking strong, it seems like. It only brings it down to 80, and that's your magic sword. Like, that's your powerful sword. Okay, what's your black mage? You gonna let it charge for a minute here, or are you gonna just attack her?
You know what? Since you suggested it, let's let it charge.
Fucking A is a good idea. All right. These electric underwater angels phase. The first one attacks. It kind of just like phases through time and dimensions as it moves towards your other character and basically interacts with it. And it kind of like swaps some molecules around. It devastates its reality, basically. And that's its attack. And your thief is the first one to encounter this. It's unsure of its own existence. And basically, this shocks it so much, it just loses life. And it's down to 65% life now. It's got mind fucked. Oh, wait, your thief was at 80? No. You're not down to 65. You're down to 45 at least. No. Fuck it. You're down to 25, dude. All right, thief, you're down to 25. That was devastating. And the other one does the same thing to your black mage. Black mage has a shell on, and at least during this time, it's going to take the brunt of that off a bit. And it's a magical already well-suited, so this is obviously feeling like a magic-ish attack with some physical components. But yeah, your mage is down to... You were at 85. You going down to... 65. That's not that bad. 65. All right. It's your turn again, guys. I think.
Okay. Well, the thief is going to equip the ghost dagger and attack a crystalline entity.
Now, see, that actually works. Okay. These things are angels, not ghosts, so they're on the other side of the life light spectrum. So this is actually like you can hear it like it's equivalent of howling and shrieking, which is more like the sheen, like a kind of like a sound of glass being cold. But this, I assure you, it is in fucking pain. And because it is an angelic type entity, it like really launches you up there. Your life is up to 95. And you took this thing down to 30% health. All apparently, right. The thief is like devastatingly strong against these guys for no reason.
Okay. Am I still at 80? I was at 80% also?
You're at 80.
And the other two are low though, right? Are
the 65 on the black mage, 85 on the knight, and the thief's up to 95 again because he's
okay.
Dealing well.
I thought he was lower. Okay, let's
suck the life out of that angel by making it scream. Swear to God I'm not a Satanist. All right, carry on. All right, carry on.
All right, let's heal up the mage.
That's a good idea, man. He's nice and healed up. That took him from a 65 all the way up to 95. Thief and mage are at the same. So everyone's above 80. 80 or above.
Let's see. Let's attack the angel with the knight.
Oh, nice, dude. Yeah, you smash him pretty good. It fucking kills it. First angel's dead. Other one's full of life. As it passes, it attempts to... because you killed the angel, your character who killed the angel gets a death curse cast upon it. It is now, it's got a little counter above its head that says 10. So killing these things is, you know, you kill an angel. So knight has death counter on his head. It's currently says 10.
Let's unleash some of that stored up energy in the form of lightning on the remaining angel.
All right, excellent. Lightning attack does down to 70. The electric underwater angel is down to 70 because lightning is effective on electric. By the way, that's why it was more than like, you know, instead of like down to 85. So, yeah, it attacks your black mage for striking it with lightning. And it basically just moves over again and phases over. And this time it just like phases down on top of it. And like all of the molecular structure of the angel starts to crush the capacity of the black mage to even exist in this dimension. It basically crushes it, but it's not simple physiology of a morphism of a third dimensional object. It is using quantum entanglement from different dimensions to cause the gravitational pull of the mage itself to be hurting itself. I hope you understand that's a big difference than just moving up and then crushing it. So the mage is brought devastatingly down from the 95% that it was at down to 45%. Thief, it is your turn.
All right, let's use the ghost dagger on the electric angel.
All right, it brings it down to 45% health this time, and you are brought up to 100. Your thief is at 100 life, leaving white mage at 80 and 85 for knight and 45 for the black mage.
Okay, well, let's heal up the black mage.
Black mage is healed up until 85 health.
I'm going to attack with the knight.
You attack with the knight, and the electric angel was at 45%. It is now down to 15.
Then let's follow that up with some lightning.
Dead. The angel commits the same shriek, and its body explodes into millions of hyperdimensional particles, and Patrick sings for us.
Doot-doot-doot-doot-doot.
That's all we need. Great job, guys. It should be weird every time. No, it should be. The more fucked up it is, the better. And I'm not yelling next time, by the way. It's too late to do that here now.
And I was going to improvise too, like Joey, but he spoiled it.
he really, it had to be him, though. He's a good sport about it. But okay. Before we get on danger of starting to meme how Joey's an amazing singer using electronic voices, we can actually move forward because I believe it's actually Jenna's turn. Am I going crazy? Is it Jenna's turn?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm staying crazy. Okay, Jenna, go ahead.
Is everything dead?
Yeah, we killed it.
Yeah, no, I'm having you like, you know, choose what you want to do now. Do you want to move like forward?
Okay, so we went up the stairs. We're in this like Aztec-y, Maori, blue and green place. We fought the crystal guy. So can we go, what, forward to the bow and also backwards?
Well, you can either go back down through the hole, like what the fuck, or you can switch around the room, and or you can move forward, whatever you guys want to
do. Let's take a peek around this pretty
room. Look around the room, and there ain't shit there.
Okay.
Got to do somewhere.
I mean, forward.
Excellent. So by doing so, you brought yourself into every single compartment of the ship. Now you've seen, and you can see now you open up into the grand gallery, and there's almost like Romanesque columns all around. You can see like pilasters around, colonnades all around. There are different kinds of like ruts for what would have been waterfalls. But of course, if you're underwater, the waterfalls, the water ain't falling nowhere. Just bodies dropping left and right. Like dead angel crystal things. So, swear to God, this is not a place for me to live up my... Anyways, so the point is that you look around and you see there's two more door sets as before. But you also notice in the ceiling where you would be able to ascend into the top of the ship, everything is blocked off. It looks like there's been a huge mass of rocks and something has crumbled in to block the way out of the ship. Your party literally is understanding why those other men in black were looking so fatigued and why you continue to meet ones that have been dead here for so long. At first, you thought they were just under there looking for stuff too, but you realize that their party has never been able to leave here. So you have found some different objects around the course of your travel so far. You could choose to try to figure out further what to do, or you could continue to explore a little bit more. What do you guys want to do?
Can we use that orange volatile chunk to somehow find a way out?
You may, combining it with that weird parchwork, which has some different wick material inside there. You can always use your black mage to set a little bit of a fire spell and to use that compound to combine it. There may be a different compound in one of those rooms there if you continue to travel around. Or you could test this, or you could try to escape the ship now using the compound and what you've already found with the wick works.
I don't know. We haven't really found a treasure yet.
True.
But what do you guys think?
We haven't found any treasure.
You might not.
And there's two rooms left?
There's two rooms left. And you have compound B.
So there's got to be a compound A somewhere.
You might try using compound B right now. You might not. It's up to you guys.
I'm going to say no. Let's try and find whatever it is we need to find.
Fun times. All right. Well, there's two rooms. There's the room on the port and the room on the starboard. Which one do you want to look into?
The port.
Excellent. Good choice. That's good choice. All right. You travel in there. There are no enemies. And if you want to search around the room.
Yep. Let's look
around. Search around the room. And you find it's compound A. It is a brilliant green wasabi looking pasty kind of compound. So you have the orange pterodactyl rendered fat. And now you have this weird green one. So you guys going to stick around that room? Or you're going to go back into the middle chamber and figure out what you guys are going to do next.
Yeah, I think we should leave.
All right. So now if you want to get out of there, you're going to have to figure out something to do. So basically, you guys are going to choose between compound A and B and wiring this together to try to blow a hole through this place. So I'll leave it up to you what you want to do next.
Well, don't we have one more room left?
You can choose to explore there if you want to.
What do you guys think?
Might kill your party instantly if I'm feeling... like I want to just get this over with.
Yeah, it sounds like we got the components we need.
What do we do? Just mix them? Set them on fire?
They don't mix. You have to choose using A or B.
Oh, shit.
But mark your words what you said a moment ago. But carry on. Patrick, what?
Oh, component or part B is orange, and orange
that's
is
what I was thinking.
Fire, yeah.
It's fat too, so it will catch.
Yeah. Hmm.
So you bothered to go look for the other one, and now that you have it, you're still going to use the other one. Just making sure that we are all clear on this. All right. So, Joey, do you agree with your team that you're going to use the orange one?
Yes, I do believe I agree.
Even though you kind of want to smack them both up the backside of the head. Okay, I feel you. Well, that's all right. You do control two characters, Joey, so you can smack them both. Okay. You choose the orange, which I'm glad you did, because that is the one that is going to result in... I just want you to know, the other would have just been a regular calm explosion. Because you have used the orange pterodactyl fat, the explosion is brilliantly luminescently set a burst into flame. Everything is set on fire. And shriekingly, you have awoken the boss of the entire level, and it is an octopus. However, this giant kraken is not just a kraken now. It is not just going to attack you with the ferocity that it was going to before, and you might have made it out of. This is a really bad situation you're in. You are facing the octopus on fire. This is the octopus on fire, and it is now enwrapped all four of your members of your party already before you even get into the fight, and it has squeezed you, and it has set you each into burn mode. Burn mode makes it so that when you move, you may lose a bit of life. So decide how you want to act, because you're essentially on a kind of metaphysical fire now. And this octopus is on very real fire now that you're on the top deck of the ship in open air. And you better hurry up too. This fight might be timed by me in my own way of doing things. And if you wait too long as I'm envisioning the ship burning, the game might end. So I just want you to know, the octopus on fire, go.
All right. The thief slashes at the tentacle holding him.
It frees him. And, oh yeah, by the way, you were all hit by, since I didn't tell you earlier, I'll only make it 10% damage each. So you're all down 10% damage before the fight even starts. So let me just account for that. And thief, I realize you will be free in a second. So good imagination on realizing what the next move was, by the way. Very intuitive. Y'all flow well. But you're also down by, so thief is down to 90. White Knight, I'm giving you your health check right now. You're down to 70. The Knigget is down to 75. And on the Holy Grail with him on the Black Mage, down to 70. All right. That's the first time I've had a fight start with like preemptive damage. I like it. All right. The octopus on fire. Dun, 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 dun. All right. So thief is free and able to move. And the octopus smacks him instantly just for slashing at him. So down 5 more damage and down to 85.
Let's give a group heal. Let's get us all up a little bit.
You can't do anything. You're bound. You might try to use your stick bound. To smack his, smack his, smack his
so
thing.
So I get another question. When you said if we move, it causes damage, does that mean you can pass?
Well, if you don't do anything, you just die. But yeah, when you move, it may cause you to be burned a little bit, so you might like lose like 5% health each time you move.
All right, well, I may as well give him a little whack then.
All right, well, you whacked his tentacle, and now you're free. And you did take 5 damage, too.
Okay.
So you're down to 65. Joey.
Do I have to give him a little whack? Or
pretty much just whack? This is where we're at right now. I assume that your knight and mage do the same.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're both good, but for no reason, your mage didn't sustain any extra damage, so he stays at 80, but your knight's down to 70. All right. You're all free, and now the octopus wraps you back up in his tentacles. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that again. The octopus rises up and sprays ink at the entire party. This blinds the eyes of your mage, your white mage. And yeah, the rest of the party's lucky not to be affected by it. The octopus on fire then throws one screaming tendril at your thief and smashes him with the fire, burning a thief and hurting it with physical damage that brings it down from 85 to 40. And, yeah. All right. Octopus on fire took its turn. Now it's your turn.
All right, let's slash at the octopus with the ghost blood dagger.
Ghost blood dagger does some good damage on the octopus on fire, and that is the first time you've actually hit it, and it is down to 90% health, and you are back up to 90% health.
Okay, so I'm blind, right?
You are blind, but that doesn't really account for that's only for physical attacks. Silent would be what makes you unable to do magic.
Okay.
It was kind of a nice way to blind your party. I didn't let it. It was kind of like a nothing attack. But go ahead. You're still blind.
All right. Let's do that group heal then.
Sounds good. Is that a massive group heal? Like a high group heal?
So I have both.
Well, you can do a low group heal.
Yeah, let's do a low group heal.
Okay.
Save that big one.
Damn right. All right. Well, your white mage goes up to 95. That essentially, you didn't even need to use a high heal. That would have been a wasted anyways. Everyone's up to 100. Why the hell not? I don't know. I'm just, except for the white mage. She's up to 95. Okay. Everyone else is up to 100 again. And the boss is screaming on fire. Joey.
Well, let's do a magic sword. Blizzard.
I'm thinking.
But I'd like to use my... special 1111 powers.
Oh yeah, this is devastating. When you strike the octopus on fire, it shatters. It's it basically removes the fire from the octopus for a temporary while, at least. Like, you've like totally smacked it so hard the fucker is not on fire for a minute at least. Your party recovers from the burn since there's no more intense searing and you're able to move without losing life now. And yeah, that's just fuck, man. It's usually that kind of slash would do like a 15-20. You just did 45 damage and brought it down to 90 minus 45 is going to be what, 35? Am I doing math okay still?
45.
90 minus 45, right? This is horrible. I'm not doing good math right now. Yeah, it would be 45. Jesus Christ, it is half. I overcompensated by 10. I was doing the thing. 90 is 10 away from 100. Remove 10. I see what my math was. It is 45 because 90's. All right, dude. Octopus is slightly not on fire and is down to 45. And I realize my mathematical error, which makes my brain feel not retarded. You can't say that on TV. Good thing we're not on TV. Carry on. Oh, I guess, Joey, you just attacked with that guy, but what about the mage?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jesus, man. You did stuff, but you're still not done.
Blizzard with the mage.
I hope you see how...
Octopus.
Brings me down to 40. I hope you see... I hope you see how much that helped, though. You literally, like, defired this octopus on fire for now. I don't know. I really want it to be on fire. We'll see how long you can stave it off. That's an 11-11, though. I don't want to fuck with that either. I'm conflicted. All right. Well, you know how I'm not conflicted? The octopus that's not slightly on fire right now, but the octopus on fire, which is now currently the octopus formerly as the artist on fire, smacks your black mage right up the face. It's not really much of a eyes. But yeah, brings him down to 50 health. And smacks your thief, because thief brings him down to 45 health. And this octopus has several limbs, so it continues smacking. And it smacks your white mage and brings her down to 40 health. And smacks your knight, but it fucking misses. And now it's back on fire.
Is it my turn?
Patrick should go first.
Yeah. Well, let's have the thief.
Just kind of like, what just happened there?
I wasn't scrambling.
I lost track. I'm sorry.
Ladies first. Okay, you can go. Guys, it's not her. Just let her go. Okay, Patrick.
Thief attacks the octopus with the ghost dagger.
Good choice. Yeah, it's still on fire now again. I just want to make this clear. This is an octopus on fire. The 11-11 thing to make it not on fire is, I can't even tell you what, that's the later thing. Yeah, that should fuck it up pretty good. No, it's too much. Well, your thief's fully healed. You get that much. Even though he was low? No, dude, you can't fully heal him. Your thief's up to 85, and I'm really battling myself here. The octopus is down to 30. All right, go, Jenna.
Okay. I may as well use that big
skill. Yes. All right. Everyone's at 100. I'm too lazy to do the math right now. Everyone's at 100.
Sounds good.
This is a value for all role playing game. God damn it. We're not too serious here. Or is it? Joey, are you okay that the octopus is still on fire?
Yes.
Did I just ask that question? Okay, it's your turn.
Let's attack with the knight.
Okay. Very good. It's a slashy, and it brings him down to 20.
And then let's do a blizzard.
It's super effective. It kills it. In its last dying shriek, the octopus on fire admonishes you to listen to Horse the Band, but especially to listen to Six of Wands and donate to the Value for Value role-playing game if you get value from the show. But yeah, you guys see this gigantic, bloated octopus on fire start to rise and rise and rise into the air as it's trembling and squirming and shaking and lights flowing out of it this way and that way. And it explodes! And your entire party is blown right through the reality into another dimension. On whom shores we shall discover next month. But for now, thank you, Jenna and Patrick and Joey, for playing the show tonight. I'll do the final victory music, because why not? That was pretty good. So sorry, Jenna, very nice. I took your turn, but I'm acting like a spazzy 90s kid, so it's good. I swear to God, there's going to be some shark bites and berry snacks. Oh, man. Nostalgia hole. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for playing. Does anyone have any thoughts they want to share, or any reactions to the weirdness tonight, or how I could have done better? Does Joey feel like he got his 11-11s worth? These are questions I want to hear before we go.
Yeah. I mean, it's worth it just to say I'd like to use my 11-11 powers. But I'm looking forward to next week. Sounds fun with the interdimensional hole in space and time. So,
oh, I'm just trying to mimic reality, bro.
Of course.
Anyone else?
No, yeah, just thanks for having me.
I love you guys so much. It's just fun. Yeah, it's really. Jenna?
Yes, very fun. I was listening to a bunch of sea stories the other night, so this is very appropriate. I'll have to send them to you.
Please do. Yeah. When you said you were digging up treasures and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's like this whole underwater theme going on right now.
I was just, remember when I told you earlier, I was like, just wait till later. Yeah. I was just like, yeah, that's too weird. Cause I started drawing up a pirate ship earlier. All right. That's the end of the show, everyone. Thank you for listening.